Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Thank you for inviting me into your home. Very happy to present to you the Word of God, the truth of God, straight from the Bible, and restoring the true teachings of the Bible. Because if there's any one book that has been misrepresented, distorted, misinterpreted, impugned, ridiculed, and set aside, even though it's the most widely published and sold book in the world. Isn't that amazing? And yet, in the Bible, it tells us why the world is the way that it is today. Now, right now, in Western civilization, and in particularly the United States and the United Kingdom and the nations of Northwestern Europe, who are the descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel, who in God's sight were never lost. Neither were they absorbed into the Gentiles, as the Jews claim. That's why we have received the choicest places of the earth, the blessings from heaven above, the blessings from the deep beneath. That's why God has been on our side to fight our battles for us, to overcome wickedness, because of the promises given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's really quite a fantastic story. So if you want to know more about it and read the prophetic and historical proof of it, please go to our website, cbcg.org, and download Judah Scepter, Joseph Birthright. And I think you will be astounded. Now, that's quite a long book. It's out of print, no copyright. But that really tells you the truth of who we are. Because if you do not know, living here in America and Britain and Northwestern Europe and South Africa, Australia and New Zealand and Canada, if you don't know that in the pages of your Bible, we are identified as God's people. And the histories prove it. And this book will show it to you. So I ask you, please, go download that book. It's a pretty thick book, so you probably have to download it in sections or tranches or chapters, and you read it and study it, and you compare it with your Bible, and you will see amazingly how true it is and why we have, for the last 400 years, virtually between the United Kingdom, Northwest Europe, and the United States, have ruled the world. And the answer is, because God intended us to. But also, God intended us to bring the world His Word. God intended us to be a priestly nation to Him, to show all the other nations of the world God's Word and how to live. However, we became seduced and drunk on our own power, thinking that our own power and might and industriousness and our ingenuity and our greatnesses of a people. That's why we have a singularly great nation in America. Wrong. We are a singularly great nation because of God. And the same way with the United Kingdom. They had the British Empire because of God. And in that was the first step to leave God. So let's see the result of it today. After nearly 400 years of God being with us, beginning with Britain, the British Empire, and then the last over 200 years in the United States, God being with us, God seeing us through everything. How did it happen that we came to the place that we are today? The same way that we received all the blessings that came from God. And when God gives blessings and he's given his word, which you have in your house, a Bible, which you hear when you go to church, but how many times do you only hear the kind and sweet and nice and wonderful words of what good people we are, and you're not shown the sharp and true words of God with the warnings from God that is saying, I love you, you are my people, I want you, here is my law. Please pay attention to me. Please listen. Please do what is right. We haven't listened. So let's see the prophecy again on how that happened. Let's come to the prophet Micah. Now, Micah prophesied also during the same time as Isaiah. And some of the prophecies in Isaiah are almost identical to the ones in Micah. So let's begin in Micah the 3rd chapter and verse 1. Micah 3 and verse 1. And I said, Hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob and magistrates of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? So God is saying, to whom? The modern descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel. Now, granted, this was prophesied to the 10 tribes back in the 700s BC before they went into captivity. But please understand this. Almost every prophecy in the Bible is a dual prophecy. A current meaning for the people then, and a prophesied meaning for the people at the end time. And as we will see in the things that we are going through, when you really understand the Bible was made particularly for this last generation before the return of Christ. Now, that's for another whole message. So this is not going back to 700 BC and it's all fulfilled and done away. No. Now, if you don't have the article, How Did Jesus Fulfill the Law and the Prophets, you download it after you listen to this message. And you will see how Jesus did it and how these prophecies apply today. That's why when we read these, even in the Old Testament, and understand this, there is a unity of Scripture between the Old and New Testament. They are two parts of one book. Now, let me read verse 2. Look at this. Our civil leaders, God indicts them because they have said, oh, we're a nation under God. On our money we put in God we trust, but we lie and cheat and steal and print it as if God didn't exist. So he says, You who hate the good and love the evil, you tear the skin off my people and strip the flesh from their bones. Sounds like a lot of legislation going through Washington, D.C. and London, England, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Who also eat the flesh of my people and tear their skin off them and break their bones and chop them into pieces like meat for the pot and like flesh for the cauldron. We don't care who they are. These are just pawns in our power play to make a world government. And we'll show you some prophecies of that in the future. See, we are living in the end times with momentous events that are taking place, all of which have been prophesied in the Bible. So God is telling us this is what they're doing. Don't you kind of feel oppressed like that with all the things they're trying to jam through Congress here in the first year of Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Yes. Verse 4. They cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will even hide his face from them at that time as they have done evil in their doing. Pray tell, where are the people who can really step forward and end definitively end the killing of the unborn. Because if they do not, I can guarantee you from the Word of God, I don't care who you are and how good you think you are and how close to God you may assume you are, this nation's going down. And if you think that God used us as an instrument in His hand to punish Japan and Germany in World War II for the killing of innocent people, think what God is going to do with us who claim to know God and yet cannot stop the murder of 50 million innocent babies in the protection of their mother's womb. Now you think about that, and all of those who have anything to do with the civil administration of this country, you better pay attention, because God's judgment's coming on you, and God's judgment is coming upon the people, because they've gone along with it. Yea, they have demanded it, to say nothing of the homosexuality, to say nothing of the same-sex marriages, to say nothing of the murders and lying and cheating and stealing and robbery. See, we're all in a pot like a cauldron here, as it says in Micah the 3rd chapter. See, and we got there because we didn't believe God. Oh, well, I have faith in God. Really? Oh, I believe in God. Really? James says the demons believe too and tremble. Do you? Let's read on, because we're seeing these things unfold. Every day, right on our television news, right? Yes. Thus says the Lord, verse 5, Micah 3, concerning the prophets who mislead the people, who bite with their teeth and cry, peace! Ha! How many peace conferences have we had? Now, everyone who's of Jewish descent from the tribe of Judah, look at the unfortunate circumstances where the Jews are in the Middle East, in Palestine. And for people to call that the Holy Land, it's a total misnomer. There's been more bloodshed in that area of the world than any place in the world. Question. Do the Jews there have peace? Do the Palestinians have peace? Is there any rest from the evil that goes on? No. And yet, the Jews say, we're innocent. And the Palestinians say, we're innocent. Really? Why are these things coming? Yet no one knows how to end it. They're working at it. But have we not had 60 years of peace talks to bring peace to the Middle East? And are we not still on the starting line? Yes, indeed. Verse 6, therefore night shall be to you without a vision, and darkness and not divination. The sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be darkened over them. The seers shall be ashamed, the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall cover their mouths, for there is no answer from God. Now you raise your hands to the heavens, and you pray for God to intervene. I'll tell you one thing, unless you repent, God is not going to hear. Let me tell you how easy it is for God to answer. Little over a year ago, the governor of Georgia, and he was condemned in the media for doing so, gave a speech to the people of Georgia in their extreme drought. And they were down to just days of water for the whole state. They were in severe rationing. And he got up and gave this speech, and in his speech he says,
we do believe in miracles. We do believe that you are the miracle creator. The creator that established the water and the land and the air and even us. God, we need you. We need rain.
Did God answer that prayer? Yes, he did. Because there was one governor who was thinking of God and the people rather than playing the political game like it said right here in Micah the third chapter. The media said, oh, who's he to pray to God? He's the governor of Georgia. And God answered the prayer. Now all the reservoirs are full, there's plenty of water, and it's overflowing, and there is more coming. Now that's a good example that in your life, if you turn to God, God will hear you and answer. But if you don't, there will be no answer from God. Verse 8, Micah says, but truly I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. So here's God's message to every politician on the national, on the state, and on the local level. Here is God's message for you. And God's message for the people since you voted them in. Verse 9, hear this, I pray you, you heads of the house of Jacob and magistrates of the house of Israel, who hate judgment and pervert all equity. Isn't that what they're doing? Yes, indeed. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Are they not doing the same thing to this nation? We'll see exactly God's judgment for this. Listen, if you don't understand, we are in difficult times, and we are living in the times of God's active judgment against us now for all of our collective and individual sins. Then you don't understand your Bible. That's why Church at Home, you get out your Bible, and after you watch and listen to Church at Home, you study your Bible. You go to a quiet place and repent and pray to God and ask God to help you and open your mind and open your heart and return to God. You have troubles and difficulties and problems and things just coming upon you. And yet, solution is right in your hands, right in your house. The word of God that God sent to you, which is a personal message from God to you. Now, it doesn't matter how it got there, whether you bought it or whether your grandmother gave it to you or whether your parents gave it to you or whatever. Or you went to church and got it there. Or maybe when you were in a motel, you happened to take a Gideon's Bible home with you, which they don't disapprove of, because it's there to help people who in the quiet moments in a motel, they come to themselves before God. All right, verse 11, here's the indictment. Her heads judge for a bribe, her priests teach for pay, her prophets divine for silver, yet they lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No evil can come upon us. Let's see what evil comes upon us. He says, therefore, on account of you, Zion. Now, when he says Zion, that is all 12 tribes of Israel. On account of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the temple as high places in the forest. Did that not happen to Jerusalem? Yes, indeed. Well, it's going to happen again. Let's come to the book of Hosea. Hosea, just a few pages back. Someone will say, well, why do you keep preaching out of the Old Testament? We'll get to some New Testament things, but before you understand what's in the Old Testament, before you understand what these things really mean, how can you understand what's going to happen in the New Testament? And also, very important to understand, which is this, is that these prophecies are being fulfilled as we are speaking and you are listening. And so I want you to take Hosea 4, and I want you to set aside right alongside your remote control for your television set, the Ten Commandments, and Hosea 4. And I want you to read them and understand what it says, and then ask the question, is this happening or not? And if it is, then it's true. And if it is, that means God is bringing it to pass. And if it is, that means God is giving you a space of repentance to turn back to Him. So let's read it. Hosea 4 and verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Did you know that you're in conflict with God? Did you know that all of the politicians are also responsible for this? The priests are responsible for these things? The ministers, the evangelists, and the people of the land, whether they believe in God or not? Because most of what people believe in God is mass confusion and disinformation. That's why. Church at home. Let's read on. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, and what are they doing? They're trying to expunge it. Trying to get rid of God. Christianity without God. And I have other message to give about a coming world government and a coming world religion, which is in the formation of being made right now as you listen and I speak. Here's how it happens. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Is that not what's happening in our nation today? Is that not what's happening to the 10 tribes of the modern descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel? Yes. People wonder, why do we have all these murders? Why do we have all these sex crimes? We'll see. Just a minute. Therefore, the land shall mourn. Is that happening? And everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yea, the fish of the sea shall be taken away. They've even canceled salmon fishing because there are so few salmon. Who takes them away? God does. Why? Because of sin? Because of what we just read? Now down to verse 6. You look at this country. You look at the countries I've described. Ask the question, is what I'm reading true? Verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because the ministers have lied to you and you have accepted it as true. So you are just as responsible as they are. Verse 6. I will also reject you from being a priest to me, since you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. Is that not true? Has that not happened? Why is there such a gap between parents and children and grandparents and grandchildren? Why is it that we're ruled over by callous children? Why is it that the young generation is going down the tube into gross sin, just as if they were on a steep roller coaster coming down at 90 miles an hour? Because the parents and grandparents and the religious teachers have forgotten God. Can you quote the Ten Commandments by heart? If you can't, you don't know the law of God. And yet, whether you believe it or not, that's how God is judging you and judging this nation. Let's read on. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. Isn't that what's happening right now? Yes, and we have a president in America who epitomizes all the things that are wrong with this nation. Because the sinful people of this land said, oh, it's wonderful, let's have him. But he has turned out to be the worst president we have ever had. And I don't need to elaborate any more on it. There are plenty of pundits who point all of that out. But you know why? Because he was put there as a result of our collective sins. So unless there's a repentance of people on a level to help turn it around, it's not going to change. And if it changes a little bit, don't count on it being 100% change. Verse 9, and it has become like people, like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. Well, that's quite something, isn't it? Not amazing? Where is God? Where is God in your life? Where is God in this nation? He's withdrawn himself because of our sins. Now, we have many articles that we have online that you can download. One of the ones that I want you to download, How Did Jesus Fulfill the Law and the Prophets? This is one of the first steps in coming out from underneath the deception that has come upon you in this nation. Another one, were the commandments abolished through Jesus' sacrifice? How did that ever happen? Here's another one for today. Whatever happened to moral absolutes? People don't know right from wrong, good from evil. They all have an opinion. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, they all have an opinion. Oh, my, we must have opinions, for, you know, opinions are sacred. And my opinion is just as valid as your opinion. Well, the truth is, if your opinion is not based on the Word of God and proved by the Word of God, your opinion may or may not be right. So if you believe your own propaganda and your own opinion, you're going to be in trouble. So this is why we have church at home. And I want to thank you for inviting me into your home. Want to thank you for listening to the messages, but I want to encourage you, please study your Bible. Please do it at home. Please set some time to pray every day. Pray to God the Father, for He loves you, and Jesus Christ, who is your sacrifice. Now, you can visit our other website, cbcge.org, which is dedicated to restoring the original teachings of Jesus Christ and His apostles. So this is Fred Colter saying, until next time, so long, everyone.